the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend from the original Much More Music Station.
WDGY, Minneapolis.
It's 11:30 on the Jim Dandy Show.
WDGY.
The All-American Boss Jock stand behind every record we play. Here comes the song by Percy, what's his name? It's called Take Time to Know Her. She's a bad girl. That's right. Here's the Smokey Robinson and the Miracle song. Jim Dandy cutting it up on a Saturday night, pie number six. George Young and Midnight Tonight. Of a WDGY double yesterday. Jim Dandy's got it tonight. Play more music. Rascals here.
At 20 minutes before 12, this is George Young, WDGY 2020 News. From the political page, a record airport crowd of an estimated 7,000 persons turned out Saturday night to welcome Vice President Hubert Humphrey. Humphrey arrived to spend the weekend at his home in Waverly. He'll also celebrate his 57th birthday Sunday. The Vice President arrived shortly before 11. That was about 90 minutes after his advertised arrival time. The crowd enthusiastic and sang happy birthday as Humphrey strolled into the airport terminal area. Humphrey, his voice becoming a little rough after his long day, spoke only 12 minutes, then plunged into the crowd to shake hands. Humphrey told the crowd, "I truly believe we're going to gain the nomination in August in Chicago." He said it was the first time he had made such an optimistic prediction. He called his weekend travels three of my most rewarding days of my political life. Humphrey added that the big Minnesota reception tops it all. The crowd estimated by Chief H.R. McCrone of the airport police. He said it was the largest crowd in the history of the Twin Cities International Airport. Two Mill City policemen were shot, one stabbed when they went to a home of 54-year-old Chester Nelson at 114 Bedford Avenue to serve warrants to him. Nelson was shot and killed in the shootout. The officers were attacked when they entered the house, and Officer Stanley Figa was stabbed in the shoulder. Another policeman inside the building tried to shoot Nelson, but because of the confusion, ended up shooting at two of his fellow officers. In critical condition now in Hennepin County General Hospital is Officer Carl McCarthy. He was struck in the leg by a random bullet. Officer Terry Negathon received a wound in the groin. From the Traffic Watch, Minnesota's 1968 traffic death toll now stands at 318 this morning for the deaths of four teenage boys killed early today. 17-year-old Bernard Gallant, a rural plumber, died when his motorcycle collided with a car on Minnesota Highway 59. That accident about 25 miles south of Thief River Falls. A short while later, near Glencoe, three boys pushing a stalled car were killed. Their vehicle struck from the rear by another car. The victims, all from Plato, Minnesota. They are 17-year-old Kevin Schrupp, 15-year-old Stephen Stockman, and 15-year-old Daniel LaPelle. 22-year-old James Fingston of Crystal died early today in La Crosse, Wisconsin. His car left a street in that city and struck a tree. Fingston was formerly from La Crosse. Duluth insurance man Joe Hilek has been denied a motion for acquittal, notwithstanding his conviction last week of second-degree murder in the fatal beating of his wife. Hilek's attorney also asked that the verdict not set aside in order for a new trial. The motion also has been denied by Judge C. Luther Eckman. He presided at Hilek's trial in St. Louis County District Court at Duluth. The state, meanwhile, alleges the 48-year-old Hilek beat his 53-year-old wife to death last February at their home in a fashionable section of Duluth. Hilek remains in jail. 19-year-old Mark Shapiro of Marshall, Minnesota, identified as one of the six self-described deserters from U.S. forces to arrive in Sweden. Those six met at the airport in the afternoon by a representative of the Swedish Committee for Vietnam. A Minnesota National Guardsman was injured critically last night. Two others received minor injuries when their Jeep was struck from the rear by a car. 25-year-old Donald Jasper of Grand Rapids critically injured in that accident on Highway 169 north of Aiken. 2020 News now by Dateline Paris. Marathon labor and government negotiations continuing in Paris, but the talks appear to have hit a major stumbling block. Dateline Bordeaux. French student rioting has ended in Bordeaux. Streets now reported quiet. Dateline Saigon. Air Force fighter bombers have hit North Vietnamese surface-to-air missile sites and report extensive damage. Dateline Richmond, Virginia. A heart transplant operation has been completed at the Medical College of Virginia in Richmond. Dateline Tallahassee. Three teenage Negro youths have been charged with firebomb murdering a white youth during the April riots. Dateline Milwaukee. Vice President Humphreys and President Johnson made the supreme political sacrifice to get the peace talks started in Paris.
WDGY Sports.
The Minnesota Gophers have taken the Big Ten baseball title. They defeated Michigan State in a doubleheader played at Behrman Field in Minneapolis this afternoon. In the first game, Minnesota squeaked past Michigan State 3-2. They ran away with the night game 10-4, giving the Gophers the Big Ten baseball title. Tony Oliva's run-scoring single and Jim Cott's six-hit pitching, meanwhile, gave the Twins a 1-0 victory over Boston at the Met Saturday. Minnesota has been informed late that it will officially be the winner of the Big Ten track and field meet last weekend. That championship title had been protested by Michigan. Michigan questioned the results of the 220-yard dash finals. The Big Ten Games Committee, meanwhile, threw the protest out Friday and declared the Gophers the 1968 outdoor track champions. The Gophers won the meet with 50 points. Michigan had 49, Wisconsin 48. WDGY, the Twin Cities leader with 2020 news.
Cool, crisp, honest taste, perfect beer.
Get something perfect. Try a Rainbelt beer. Rainbelt's got that perfect taste of honest tasting beer.
Perfection in a bottle.
Rainbelt beer.
Honest beer taste.
Perfect beer.
And the taste stays perfect.
Rainbelt beer.
Rainbelt after Grainbelt. What can be better than perfection?
Just ahead of much more music on a million-dollar weekend in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Look for considerable cloudiness the remainder of tonight and Sunday through Monday with a chance of rain likely tonight, Sunday, and Sunday night. A little change in temperature. High today, Sunday, will be 58 degrees. The low this morning, 48 degrees. Now in the metro area, light rain, 50 degrees. And that's 2020 news.
WDGY Million Dollar Weekend. WDGY.
Got a temptation song on the Jim Dandy Show. It's called I Can Never Love Another. After loving you. I sure play around, don't I?
Girl, I can't deny my ear.
After loving you, this is Jim Dandy, and those are the Temptations. It's 11:51, WDGY birthday blast time.
Taste that beats the others go. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Today, people like their soft drinks cold, really cold. And that's when the taste of Pepsi-Cola really comes alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Beats the others go. Pepsi pours it on. WDGY. Yesterday.
WDGY plays more music.
Here comes Marvin and Tammy one time. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, the rapper-upper for the Jim Daddy Show forever on WDGY. J.J. Bowman is crying, and I'm leaving. Will you please shut up so I can say goodbye? I'll be back. I won't be back at all. As I said earlier, this is it. It's the last Jim Daddy Show in history. And I've got to say goodbye. It's been a lot of fun, and it's like leaving home, and it's not necessarily making me very happy, but I'm glad that you had the opportunity to listen to me, because I have a lot of talent. This is the end of an era. Goodbye. Love is love and fun is fun. And yes, it is quiet when the goldfish die. Goodbye.
WDGY yesterday.